All right, it's 7:35. If it's okay with everybody, I'll call the meeting to order.
Yep. And,
let's start with announcements. I know Sue Sullivan wanted to make an announcement about making donations to Jerusalem House for Thanksgiving. Are you there, Sue?
I'm here. Can everybody hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, so Jerusalem House, which there are actually two locations here in Druid Hills, the one that is on North Decatur, and then there's another one on Briarcliff. So I had reached out to them to see if they needed anything, and actually they do not need anything for Thanksgiving, but they do need things for Christmas. So I don't know, again, that the Jerusalem House, the one that is located on North Decatur, houses mothers and children, and the one that is on Briarcliff is for individuals with AIDS. And obviously these are low income people. So the director is putting together a list of needs, and she really thought that the home on Briarcliff that has the 23 individuals would need things for Christmas. And she was thinking of stockings with little stuffers in it. And then I said, well, is there more? Like, what else do they need? And I just thought this would be a really good opportunity for the Civic Association to like send this out to the neighborhood, for the neighborhood to do something good for the Jerusalem House. So I can send out a list, and hopefully we can get Hillary to put it out on the newsletter, and we can do it through Nextdoor. But I just think it's a good idea for the Civic Association to do something nice and also to kind of be behind this.
Sue, are you envisioning us actually collecting the stuff and then bringing it to them all at once, or are we just going to put the notice out and then people individually bring their donations directly?
I think that individuals can bring donations and drop them off at the different homes, so I can get a list of the different needs. And as I say, like, I don't think that this is necessarily something that the board members have to do. My feeling is that if the Civic Association says, hey, listen, you know, we care about our community, and the Jerusalem House is part of our community, and this is what we can do.
Okay. As a procedure,
could you find out something more specific?
Yes.
Beyond things?
Yes.
Because
they're going
to, you know, serious, like,
yes,
toys if there are children, clothing, mm-hmm, you know, all of that sort of thing. Perhaps money might be the most useful.
So we can, she will send me a list of specific needs. And then I thought anything above and beyond is great.
Perfect. Okay.
Doug, maybe we can catch up with Hillary tomorrow. If we could have a little graphic with like a Santa Claus or candy canes or something with that Christmassy kind of thing. Mm-hmm. What do you think?
Yeah, I think that's fine. And she's looking for content. I know, I think by the end of this week. So Sue, if you can...
Yeah, I'll reach out to Hillary, and I can get
and
all that
key
stuff.
The is, you know, just to write up a small blurb so that she's not having to figure out how to create the right message based on a big debrief. But if you can just give her the blurb, uh-huh, and a link if you have it linking somewhere or want something on the website, that I'm sure that would be fine.
Okay, can do.
If you want to write that, Sue, or if you want me to help you write it, I'm loquacious, but I'd certainly be willing.
I think I can handle it, Kit.
Do you say verbose or loquacious?
Do they mean the same thing? What is the, I need a thesaurus so I can, all right. Do we need to take a formal vote on this, or it sounds like everybody's on board. Just for shits and giggles, does somebody want to make a motion?
We can make a motion, but something like this doesn't need to be voted on.
Okay, I think it's a hell of an idea, and it sounds like everybody wants to. And I'm willing to participate in this. I'm certainly going to make a donation. Okay.
Thanks. Yep. Thanks, guys.
Fair enough. No worries. Moving on, we've got Van Beetle Transportation. Everybody's been dying to talk about GDOT. Let's get going. You there, Van?
Yep. Can everybody hear me?
Yep.
Yep.
Okay. Let's see. In late September, in September, I think there were multiple public meetings with GDOT, but there was one in particular where they presented based on input from the community, from OLPA, from all the stakeholders that they had met with along Ponce de Leon, which they know as state highway something or another. They gathered all that input, and they basically took some of these suggestions for engineering solutions and developed several conceptual drawings, conceptual designs in response to that. And so at this meeting, they were not presenting anything as a proposal. What they were doing was basically saying, here are a bunch of concepts that we threw out. These are the designs for those basic concepts. And they were just kind of throwing those out to the people who attended the meeting to get input and basically to see what would stick. I personally did not attend the meeting. The question to those who did I summarize that correctly?
Yes.
Yes.
Perfect. Okay. So, Stephen, if you would allow me to share my screen, then what I would like to do is just run through a few of the slides that they presented. And just in order to keep things moving, I would ask that we hold discussion until I kind of run through everything. I'll try to do that very briefly within 5 to 10 minutes. And then if we want to go back and look at specific ones and talk about them, we could do that. The Transportation Committee met on Monday evening. There were 7 of us in attendance, along with some input from Alita. And so we went through all of these and developed a position statement that we would like to propose to the board this evening. I can present that after we go through everything, and it will make more sense. It's not required that we make a position statement, but GDOT is accepting them. It certainly is an opportunity for us to give some input as an organization. We're in a bit of a time crunch only because they really wanted that input during the week that followed that presentation. So we are about a month behind schedule. So if we can agree on a position statement, great. The way that we constructed this, we sort of commented on several of the designs. So it will be easy for us tonight to discuss those. And if there are things we don't agree on, we can just pull those out. If we want to add things, we can do that as well. So all that being said, Stephen.
I turned it on. I sent you a message.
Okay, great.
And you should be able to share.
All right. Yep. All right. Okay, so Doug Rollins was kind enough to put this together, a summary of the presentation. And so he did a great job of just collecting some of the images from that presentation so that we can have a look. And basically they presented engineering solutions, concepts for all of the intersections effectively from Clifton Road and Ponce eastward to Venetian Pools. So basically through all of that eastern DeKalb County section of Ponce, and then into Decatur a little bit. So I'm going to start with Clifton Road. And for each of these, they basically just tried out a couple of different engineering solutions. And so for Clifton Road, they have 2 sketches here for left turn lanes headed east and westbound, as well as I'm not sure that they're adding lanes on Clifton Road, but these are the existing left turn lanes there. So this—
actually, if you scroll up a little bit, Van, they were saying they would take some right of way on either side to make that work. Now, is that on the Clifton Road or Ponce?
So that would be on Ponce, and that is in order to add the left turn lanes east and westbound, they would need to take right of way. And so I think they presented a couple of ideas. One is to take it equally from both sides. And then the other is to try to take it only from the north side. Either way, it would require right of way. And otherwise it would basically stick to the existing footprint, but in order to add those, it takes land. They also, people had mentioned roundabouts as an option. So they presented this idea for the Clifton intersection. And I believe they said this with the caveat that this is a terrible idea. Although I don't think they used those words, but they said as much because South Ponce de Leon would be so close to the roundabout, that intersection there. So they presented it because it was suggested, but really this was the one that they said may have some value. Moving on to the intersection with Lakeshore, again, they looked at the possibility of a roundabout there. The big con from this, so all of these roundabout ideas, there are, I think you can count the number of two lane roundabouts on 0 to 1 hands that that exist in Georgia. These are very, very common in Europe, but not so common in America and very rare in Georgia. And they definitely require a major learning curve for drivers
When you say two lane roundabout, is the circle itself two lanes?
Yes, that's correct. So you can see here, it's two lanes eastbound, two lanes westbound, two lanes in the roundabout. So it's a two lane roundabout. They are great for keeping traffic moving and slowing down traffic at the same time. They're great from a safety perspective. There are a lot of pros to a two-lane roundabout, but there are cons as well. Americans don't know how to drive them yet. They are generally, they're terrible for pedestrian and bicycle safety. One-lane roundabouts are not. Those are great. Those are adequate for bike and pedestrian safety. Two-lane roundabouts are awful. And then, of course, the last con with respect to this intersection is this is one of the few accesses from the south into Deep Dean Park. So there's the pedestrian issue, but also a roundabout would take some space in this intersection. Even though this is a small roundabout, it would require a chunk of the western end of Deep Dean Park. So a lot of cons with the...
Did they give you the square footage required just a roundabout?
No, there's no scale on this. Generally, roundabouts, a one-lane roundabout requires, if I'm not mistaken, I can't say. I've forgotten the exact numbers. But a two-lane roundabout takes a lot of space.
And they said a roundabout would take 170 feet in diameter.
There you go. And I have no doubt that is from sidewalk to sidewalk.
Yeah.
So anyway, Lakeshore Drive, the other suggestion that they had made was just to align North Ponce and Lakeshore a little better. And again, that would require a little bit off of the end of Deep Dean. So that's just what they proposed. Moving on, now we are at the intersection of East Lake and Ponce and Ponce de Leon Manor. So East Lake runs east-west. Ponce runs east-west. East Lake comes in from the southeast, and Ponce de Leon Manor is this road right here to the west of that intersection.
That's where Yvette lives.
That is where Yvette lives, and that is a
cul-de-sac.
So this is the only access to that road from anywhere. All that being said, they presented basically two options. One's a roundabout, and the other is a realignment of the roads. Both of these options, I believe, eliminate the stoplight. Right now, there is one stoplight in this intersection. And if you imagine, this is kind of the existing intersection, but East Lake actually comes in at this diagonal, and there is the one light right here at Ponce de Leon Manor. So there, and there is no way to get across anywhere here except for across Ponce de Leon Manor. There's no crosswalk to Deep Dean, and more almost more problematically, there is no crosswalk from the east side of East Lake Road to the west side of East Lake Road. So there is no safe way for anybody to get across East Lake or over to Deep Dean.
And go up a little bit. I used to live off East Lake, right there. There's a red light, not at Ponce de Leon Manor, but at East Lake.
Yeah.
My question is, why is...
I believe that there are...
making these recommendations, but why?
Okay.
Who's
given the chance to answer?
So there are, this is a big wide intersection. There are lights here and there are lights here, but it's all one big intersection. They're not two separate traffic signals. And this is a very, very dangerous intersection just because it's so spread out. It's a huge intersection. The roundabout that they drew here, this is actually one of the intersections where there is plenty of room for a roundabout. Now, I have to say Azalea Park is actually, I think it's officially part of the linear parks, and it is part of this little triangle shown here at the bottom.
Okay.
If there was a roundabout, that roundabout would take the place of Azalea Park. You know, the center of the roundabout would become a park unto itself, which you also couldn't access, just like Azalea Park. But also the way that they've drawn this in order to slow speeds down with this curve, you actually shift Ponce a bit here so that Deep Dean actually grows in this little nook. So there's a bit of a trade-off there with a roundabout. I'm just trying to go over pros and cons. I just want to point out that this light goes away. All the lights go away with a roundabout. So Ponce de Leon Manor then would become a right in, right out, with the exception of this turn lane here into Ponce. But for the people who live there, if they want to go right, they go right. If they want to go left, then they go right and they go around the roundabout, okay, which again is a two-lane roundabout. So the other option for East Lake that they presented, the other concept, is effectively to eliminate, to realign East Lake so that you get a little turn. They make it perpendicular with Ponce, which drastically increases, it reduces the potential for accidents. It increases safety. They also get crosswalks then, so that you can go east-west and access Deep Dean from the south.
Would that intersection include a red light along with the existing one at Manor?
No, this light goes away and it's moved here to the realigned location. So again, and you can see there's a left turn here into Ponce Manor, but there's no light here or anything to assist those left turns. And the folks at Ponce Manor, now they are, you know, they have to get both right and left to get in and out of their neighborhood with a light down the road, which anybody who lives in that situation knows that that can be very challenging. Yeah. That is the case for my road, as an example, Westminster Way. Mm-hmm. So moving on, we are getting toward, we have about four more intersections to run through, and then we'll go back and discuss. So the next intersection is Ridgecrest. There's no light here. I'm sure everybody's familiar with this. It is a huge cut through to get from Ponce, especially from the east, then down south, cutting south across East Lake, and then down to DeKalb Avenue. It's one of the more dangerous intersections because there's no signaling at all. And so people are just constantly turning left there, backing up this lane. So lots of wrecks there. So the main proposal here is to convert this just to a right in, right out, so that, and they would put bollards all along the middle of that road, so that a left turn onto Ridgecrest is just not an option. for those who live on Ridgecrest or are coming from Ridgecrest, it's right in, right out. So there's no option to go left. You would go down to East Lake and take a right if you need to go left, and then make use of the traffic signal that way. This option is very popular with the residents of Ridgecrest. I think because the elimination of that road as a cut through and removing that as a place of accidents on Ponce far outweigh the negatives of not being able to turn left off of Ridgecrest, which is really difficult anyway. And so another option that was, there are two other options for this intersection, and this one basically widens the road. So it would require right of way on both sides with pretty large islands in the middle and turn lanes to both turn left and to turn left on, to turn left from and on to Ridgecrest. But I don't believe there's any signaling here. It's still a bit of a free for all. And then the last option that they came up with, does involve a left turn lane, but no left turn out of Ridgecrest, or at least not one with a lane, with a merging lane. And again, no signaling there. So by far, the favorite of the residents is the first option.
Right. The second two require additional land.
Correct.
Okay. But the first.
Correct. All right. Moving on. Now we are at North Park, North Ponce de Leon and Ponce. Deep Dean is right here. This is the little field at the east end of Deep Dean. These are residences here. You've got residences across the way. This is a huge open space here. You know, it's basically a huge concrete triangle there. And while it's easy, it's effectively a right in, right out, although you are allowed to make turns the other way as well. But those are much more difficult. That's where the accidents occur at this intersection. But mostly this is a very dangerous intersection for pedestrians and cyclists because it is so wide. And so, you know, even if you cross here, then coming at the sidewalk, this is still all concrete over here. And then this sidewalk along here is just horrendous. It's one of the in the worst shape along Ponce, and that says a lot. So what's been proposed here, this is the only proposal, it's to put in a big pedestrian island here and also to fill in a little bit of the gaps in this section over here so that then you've got a pretty clean way. This is a pedestrian island. This is a pedestrian island. So now you've really improved the safety for pedestrians. You've also just made a lot of these ins and outs more clear cut. And there are still turns allowed right and left, but they are at least a little more perpendicularized. So it improves line of sight. Hopefully that will improve safety.
Well, there's only a right off of North Ponce, right?
No, I turn left on. I believe it's a free for all right now, but I don't live there.
But I'm talking with this new diagram. It would only be a right only.
Yeah, I suppose you're right. I was just looking at this and assuming that because this is wider, you've got a lane to come out here and turn left. That's unclear to me. But you're it's hard to say, to be honest, because your right turn in is this lane here, your right turn out is this lane, but they do have a pretty wide section here, which looks like it could accommodate two-way traffic there.
I'm assuming that looks one way to me, but you're the transportation committee chair.
Yeah, it doesn't show one way. Anybody who was there?
Dan, I think that section right there is for left turn.
Only for left turns in, not left turns out? And that would make sense because, well, no, actually.
So, I think this is to go to the east. This lane comes down and you can go this way. This lane goes west.
This lane goes west.
And this one you can go across here and go east.
Okay, that's my interpretation too. And I don't see anything in the notes here that say that is left in only, or I should say, left in from eastbound.
Well, they have a break on punts, like you can cross it and turn left, but the definition of the north punts lanes is not clear.
Yeah, it's true. But anyway, I would say the real takeaway here is improved pedestrian safety.
Right.
And just better use of this huge space. And I will say also that this has support from OLPA. I don't know about the residents. So there you have it. But I know OLPA had said that they are all for this because of the increased safety for pedestrians accessing the park. So next we're at Artwood Road, which is a route to Fernbank Elementary. There's a light here, there's a crosswalk here, and this is, there is no crosswalk here at Deep Dean. There's no crosswalk at East Lake. The only two crosswalks anywhere near Deep Dean are at the far west end at Lakeshore and then here at Artwood, which is east of Deep Dean. There's also no crosswalk to the east of this heading into Decatur. So this is the only crosswalk basically for a mile in either direction or close to it. So that being said, this design here makes this a right in, right out for Artwood because that it's on a curve. It's on the other side of this bridge. It is a dangerous intersection. There are a lot of crashes there. And so they were trying to reduce that. They make this a right in, right out, and they eliminate the crosswalk, which is the only way for all the residents on the south side who do want to walk to their kids to Fernbank. That is their only crosswalk to do that. And that is quite a large community. It's basically everybody down Ridgecrest and East Lake, and in addition to those who live on Ponce and on Ponce Manor. So their other idea here is to install a left turn lane here to help get onto Artwood. That would require right of way on either side. It keeps your light, it keeps your crosswalks, but it does require some right of way from residences on both sides. The last intersection that we will go over is the entrance into Decatur. So this is also a Druid Hills intersection because Parkwood North, Parkwood West, Parkwood East, these are all Druid Hills streets. So Artwood is to our left, to the west there. This is the beginning of Scott Boulevard to the right, and then the entrance to Decatur here on the right with West Ponce. So they presented, three ideas here. The first one is a roundabout. I will say this requires no land from anybody because this is a huge intersection. So there are no crosswalks at this intersection either. So this doesn't really change a lot, but it does take a six road intersection and converts that to a roundabout, which makes that function a lot better. But again, from the standpoint of bikes and pedestrians, it's awful. But it was already awful for pedestrians. It was kind of non-existent for pedestrians. It was functional for those bikers who were willing to ride on Ponce for a short stretch. And it makes it worse for them, but that's a pretty small crowd of bikers. Here's another idea where
go back to the first. I have one question about the first one. These pictures, there are like two little lines going across. Are those indicating what would be potential crosswalks for people?
Yes, those would be crosswalks. Okay. But I will point out,
in your opinion, with two lane roundabouts, are they that safe?
No, not at all.
Okay.
You've got to get across two lanes of traffic, you know, in this case, coming off of Scott, coming under the bridge, You know, they're drawing crosswalks there, but in my opinion, based on my experience with two-lane roundabouts, those would not be, those would be useless.
Sorry, okay.
So then the last two things here, there's actually a little cut-through road here that would go away with this realignment. They would just kind of pull this out into the middle here, add some turn lanes on Ponce to try to clean up that intersection a little bit. But to be honest, you still end up with North Parkwood is right in, right out, and pretty stranded. So it doesn't help out North Parkwood much. This last realignment is kind of interesting. Again, they're adding turn lanes on both sides of Ponce, but now they've realigned West Ponce. So instead of just being an offshoot of Ponce de Leon, they make it perpendicular and they align it with North Parkwood. So this actually solves a lot of safety problems because now you've got a pretty clear-cut light traffic signal for both Parkwood and for Ponce. You've now got some very clear crosswalks for pedestrians and for cyclists. You still have a little one lane entrance onto Ponce or onto Scott Boulevard, but they've eliminated the left turn cut through there. Now you just have to make your left turn onto West Ponce. So it kind of helps out East Parkwood as well from a cut through standpoint. The only other thing is not in Druid Hills. I'll just mention it briefly. They're proposing the possibility of a hawk light across from Venetian Pools, but that does not affect us. So it's not really relevant. And that is the whole presentation. So now I'm happy to go back and forth if people want to make comments or ask questions.
Could I just interject, and I may regret this, but could I have Alita just take 5 minutes and bring everybody up to speed on the old caution agreements? Alita, are you there?
Yes.
Can you give us just a brief tutorial about the caution agreement regarding this corridor from back in the day?
Well, the settlement agreement that Caution signed on behalf of the Caution neighborhoods, and it was also signed by the City of Atlanta, DeKalb County, and Georgia Department of Transportation, indicated that as far as Ponce de Leon was concerned, no parkland would be taken for any other purpose in Shadyside and Delwood, which is essentially the Clifton Road Ponce intersection.
And that's it?
Alita, was it only for those two parks?
Druid Hills is concerned.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm forgetting about what is now Freedom Park East, but I don't think that's in play right now.
Can I ask you this? GDOT cannot take that land, but can the Civic Association offer that land if we wanted to go with one of these proposals that would require it?
As I said,
do you understand the difference? GDOT can't just take it from us, right, but if we offer it to them.
I misspoke, evidently. The settlement agreement is safeguarding parkland. The settlement agreement, covered a lot of acreage, much of which is now Freedom Park. But some of that right-of-way land for the so-called Presidential Parkway at the time was also to be set aside for housing, since a lot of housing was lost in the effort to build that so-called Presidential Parkway. But the wording was that Shadyside and Delwood, for our purposes now at the Clifton intersection, would remain parkland. It was not to be anything else. I mean, all the parties agreed to that. There was no clause that said the Druid Hill Civic Association could override it. We signed it. Well, Caution signed it on our behalf as well as all the other neighborhoods. Is that clearer, Stephen? and you're breaking my heart that you would even suggest that any of the neighborhoods would renege on that settlement agreement.
No, no, I agree. I wanted to understand the agreement. I mean, I know the fight was with GDOT at the time. Times change, traffic changes. I personally wouldn't want to do that because I think it would send a signal to GDOT that, well, wow, that's in their interest. We can approach them. And I don't want to do that, but I did want to understand what the agreement was.
Okay.
Long story short, it's beyond our authority to abrogate the caution settlement agreement as an organization, correct?
Exactly.
Okay.
Okay.
Alita, yeah. Are Springdale and Virgilee at all mentioned? Or are they
No, because they were not in the path of
They were part of it. Okay. Yeah.
And what about Deep Dean?
No. And it was fascinating to me as that session with GDOT's, well, actually it was the consultant essentially presenting all this. It was fascinating to me that they were being very careful not to affect the park in any negative way. And I was very glad about that. And I'm assuming that's because of all their dealings with OLPA over the years.
So questions, discussion?
Actually, I have some. Can we start from the east, Van?
From the east?
Yeah, from Boulevard, go backwards sort of, unless you want to start back.
Which intersection would you like to start with?
Well, the last one, Scott Boulevard.
Okay, that's where I am.
Yeah, it seems to me, I mean, that's Decatur. That's really not Druid Hills, even though the Parkwoods are part of the...
It absolutely is a Druid Hills intersection from the standpoint that modifications there affect our residents.
Well, that can be said about a lot of things. Okay, I'm just saying, you know, the Parkwoods were annexed into Decatur, right?
They're still part of Druid Hills.
Okay. Okay, fine.
And,
but
and really, this is the entryway into Druid Hills.
Well, as we know, thanks to Gail Waldorf, that railroad bridge is our eastern gateway.
Yes, entry. Which is right here.
Which is right where?
Left of this photo.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So I guess my point here then is that we should be mindful of the fact that the residents of the Parkwoods and Decatur should have some input here. And absolutely. I don't know how many of them were at this session. I couldn't tell. I couldn't see any of this. I had to listen. And I still can't open the video link. So Doug, is that going on our website? Is this video going on our website?
I'm saving the videos. This is only the second one I've done since Secretary. I can certainly put it up there.
Now Stephen, sorry to interrupt, but we were planning on having a blurb in the e-news that would go out that would direct people to a page where they could where residents could access the recorded video.
Okay, thank you.
Doug, I tried to access that today from the link that we had, and it's no longer available.
Yeah, it was only good for 7 days. She had trouble with it and posted it for 7 days, but we did download it. I have a copy locally, and Hillary has a copy that we're going to post on the site.
Oh, good. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
All of these actually should be available under the board meetings on the main website. I've seen all the audio.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I misheard. I thought you were talking about the GDOT video. The board meetings are posted every month, and they're in both on the homepage and on the meetings and minutes page.
Is there a GDOT video?
There is a video recording of the presentation that we grabbed these slides from. Yes.
We should be able to incorporate it into this meeting and put it together or separately if people want to see it as part of the minutes.
We can certainly link to it, yeah.
Okay. Hey, Van, to make this go better, you ought to start with the very first, the very top, and just go down and ask if people have questions and move on that way.
Will do. Okay. So, Clifton, questions? Comments?
Has anybody reached out to the club? Does the club have an opinion on this thing? Dewey Hills Golf Club.
I've not spoken to anybody from the golf club. I spoke with Sandy Krueger. She gave me a copy of OLPA's position statement, which they voted on last week, and which I have a copy here for us to read here. It's pretty long, but it basically just does not comment on any of the specific engineering concepts. It just says that it gives a little history about Ponce and its original part of as a parkway and part of the linear parks, and then talks about really wanting things to slow down, and it mentions the caution agreement and that's very important, but it does not really go into any positions about any of the proposed engineering.
So OLPA doesn't stake out any ground in terms of them taking a chunk of the park for a decel lane or a turn lane?
No, they don't. They just say, the closest that they say is...
the proposed modifications result in widening the state highway.
Yeah. No, wait. I drafted the language that we do say.
Right here.
It may be in violation of Article 9 of the 1992 settlement agreement between GDOT and neighborhood parties. So that was to put GDOT on notice that they are not to touch Shadyside or Delwood.
Well, I stand corrected. That was 1992. Okay, thanks.
Yep. Okay.
I would have asked Justin that question.
So there you have it. All these solutions require land, although it's possible that this could be done only taking land from the north side, but that would require land that I believe is owned by the museum and land that is owned by the country club.
So is that part of the Rose Garden on the one side?
Yes.
Yes.
There is no Rose Garden anymore. That got moved to the governor's mansion in Buckhead.
Okay.
But it is part of what used to be the Rose Garden, although, realistically, they've got a buffer here. Most left turn lanes are anywhere from 6 to 8 feet wide. They're usually they're a little thinner than your moving traffic lanes. They've also got a buffer here, which looks like it might be 3 to 4 feet. So let's say that's 12 feet that they're adding for a left turn lane. That's how much they would need to take. I think even what used to be the Rose Garden is more than 12 feet setback.
Van, from my notes from that meeting,
yep.
He said that the right of way would be 70 feet. So now it is.
Length.
That would be from sidewalk to sidewalk.
Right. Right now, the lanes are only 10 feet wide. Right. So this, he was also saying that they were widening the lanes, making them wider than 10 feet.
But maybe they
pull those back. So, I mean,
yeah. So they're doing a bit of a grab there, and I see now they want 12 feet there. So they're suggesting what is referred to in the engineering world as a more forgiving design, which means that cars can go a lot faster.
Yep.
My personal vote. I'm against the roundabout. I think it's dangerous.
Yeah, I think that's pretty unanimous.
Yeah,
personally,
the first diagram seems to take less land, and seems like it would be quicker to initiate, as opposed to the second one.
Yeah, all of these proposed changes involve abrogation of the caution settlement agreement, and there would have to be some sort of revisitation of that.
No, not necessarily. Not if they only took land from the north.
Right. Okay. On the first one, that's all they're doing.
All right.
And I personally, and this is just my opinion, I think we should fight tooth and nail to make sure that they don't widen the existing lanes. Adding a turn lane is one thing, which would improve safety, but widening those lanes, in my opinion, while I don't believe that would improve safety for anybody, especially pedestrians.
You know, that would just encourage speed. When people feel comfortable exactly. with their width, they're going to go faster.
It encourages speed and it encourages faster turns, right. all of that.
Right.
But they could do that by only taking land from the golf club. And I'm sorry, what is the one with the Rose Garden in the foreground?
That's the museum. That's all Fernbank Museum land.
Right. Okay.
So,
I had an idea that I sent to GDOT about engineering these traffic lights so that the eastbound traffic had a light where they could go straight or turn, and then they were stopped, and then the westbound had a light where they could go straight or turn, and then the north south Clifton would just have the light that it has now. So it would be three light cycles instead of two, which I'm sure they would object to, but I'd love it. It would slow down traffic. And it would not, we wouldn't need to have any additional lanes to accomplish that.
That sounds good to me.
Yeah, I suspect that would sound good to, that would sound great to pedestrians and residents, but GDOT and the commuters would definitely hate that idea. But we're not either of those people.
Patrice Peter is against those kind of regulation of lights, saying it causes confusion and congestion. Yeah. That's what she says. So
who says that?
Patrice Keeter. Is it Keeter?
Yep.
Yeah.
DeKalb County traffic.
Yeah.
transportation, I mean. Okay, so now we're at Lakeshore and the western end of Deep Dean Park. Roundabout, just an improved traffic signal here with a slight realignment. Any questions or comments?
Two-lane roundabout? No. Bad.
Anybody else?
I think OPA wasn't real happy about taking this land out from the park to realign mm-hmm. that road.
Agreed.
How much land on the second picture, Van? How much land are they looking at to do that?
You know, it's hard to tell exactly just based on the picture, but just kind of looking at both of these, you can kind of see through here. It is where the road is, and that kind of gives you an right. idea of where the outline of the park is here. And so the same is true here. I think
on the second photograph, wouldn't the existing lane would be ripped up and just become part of the park on that side?
I'm sorry, say that again.
On the if you're looking at the photograph like I am on the left, that's where the existing road is. So on this photograph, wouldn't that be pulled up and just become part of the park on that side?
Yeah. Yes. And so what they're trying to do here is align North Ponce with Lakeshore right. so that you've got a more uniform intersection.
A square intersection.
But it requires shaving what looks to me to be about, I would guess, 20 feet off of the end of the park there.
But and, that land would shift to the other side.
And then also, I'll point out that this is where Barton Woods Lane comes in right here.
Oh.
So it would kind of realign that as well.
Okay.
Although they don't draw how that would happen, but I assume they would just have it come straight into North Ponce here.
right before the intersection.
Yes, exactly. Right now, it's just kind of a, they all those two streets come in together. And then you've got this big intersection right there.
Right.
And you've got, it's again, one of these really wide intersections with a set of lights here, a set of lights over here. And the crosswalk to Deep Dean is right here. And I will say again, that is the only way to access Deep Dean via a crosswalk that actually takes you straight to the park from the south, and you get 20 seconds to cross four lanes.
Yeah.
So any improvements there would be a good thing. You know, here again, they're widening the road, they're adding turn lanes, they're realigning the road, they're trying to improve safety, and it would certainly improve things from a pedestrian standpoint as well.
Well, I vote for the second one, but 20 seconds to still cross five lanes, because now you have a turn lane.
Exactly.
Ought to be addressed.
And that's something that we need to work with GDOT for all these intersections.
Right.
Every single one of these intersections, with the exception of, I think, Springdale and Moreland, they're all timed for 3 minutes east-west and anywhere from 20 seconds to 30 seconds to get across north-south, which right. is standard highway signaling. Okay. And we really need to work with them to change that.
Well, Van, can we put that in whatever position statement we submit?
Yeah.
Actually, it's Springdale and Ponce. There is a delayed.
Yeah, that I mentioned that.
You did. Okay.
I did. Springdale.
That doesn't exist in Oakdale or Lullwater, though.
Right.
Right.
Springdale and Moreland are the only two intersections in Druid Hills of Ponce that right. that have longer cross times than 30 seconds.
Is that adjusted because of the schools in the area?
I believe so. Well, in the case of Moreland, it's actually a very pedestrian heavy intersection. And once you cross Moreland, I don't think that it's state highway anymore, is it? Ponce?
Yes, it is.
Oh, yeah.
Is it? Okay.
So for what it's worth, Paideia chimed in as well, and I drafted that one. So that pedestrian thing at Springdale and Ponce is called a leading signal indicator.
Right.
So the walk signal for pedestrians comes on for 3 to 4 seconds before any of the lights change.
Right.
Which gives the pedestrian the chance to establish themselves in the crosswalk. So the Paideia comment respectfully demanded that those be put in at Oakdale and Lullwater.
Right.
I think
all because of schools, right?
Justin? Correct.
Okay.
That would be helpful at Clifton and Lakeshore and every other, you know, Artwood, every intersection needs that for pedestrian safety. And actually, now that I think about it, I believe the reason that Moreland and Ponce have completely different timings, because it's actually, I believe, the same east-west as north-south. Both Briarcliff and Ponce are state highways.
Yes.
So that is why they're the same, is my guess. Okay. This is the East Lake intersection. Plenty of room for a roundabout here, but still no way for pedestrians to get across.
Van.
Yes.
Van. I live on Ponce Manor, so at the end of Ponce Manor, there is a crossing right there.
Is there?
Yeah, there is one at the end of my street. There's a crossing there. And I really don't, maybe you guys know what is, can GDOT do whatever they want, or it sounds like they can't do whatever they want. And so why I've been calm is because I don't think anything's going to happen at my street, because you can't touch the park. You can't touch a tree. You can't, there's a lot of can'ts. So I really don't think anything's going to happen. I don't want to lose my light, and I really don't think I will, because it doesn't seem like they can do anything.
You know,
am I right, or is that misguided? Is that wrong?
Well, it's my experience with GDOT that in theory they can do whatever they want, caution agreement aside, but they generally don't just do whatever they want. I mean, they have a huge process for public input, and they do really try to work with stakeholders, and this is a perfect example of that.
Okay.
So with that being said, can you keep both pictures up real quick, Van?
Yep.
I've been to Yvette's house, so I know where she lives and I know that issue. There is a red light there that stops people from turning on to East Lake, but it stops them at the manor, and that's where the crosswalk is.
Right.
With the roundabout, that red light at manor goes away. There right. is no longer a safe crosswalk.
Correct. That's right.
Here, there's no are no crosswalks outlined in the roundabout.
Right. And those would be, in my opinion, useless.
I agree. Right now, they can barely handle a single lane roundabout. And I'm not disparaging anybody. I'm just saying America's not used to them.
Well, and I will also say, and again, I wasn't there, but I think GDOT, they threw in these roundabout concepts because people mentioned them.
Yeah, and they're, you know what, they are safe, they are popular in Europe, and if people are, you know, if you go south down to McDonough, Henry County, the single lane roundabouts are everywhere, and everyone's used to them, but they've right. been there for 20 years. So, but introducing a two-lane roundabout, I can tell you the first 2 years, we're going to have tons of accidents.
Sure,
people aren't going to get them. And the fact they eliminate safe crosswalks makes them ineligible. I would not vote for those.
Well, I tend to agree with you, but I will throw in that while it's true, Americans generally don't know what to do with a two-lane roundabout.
Mm-hmm.
Eventually, Americans are going to have to learn that because two-lane roundabouts are sort of the wave of the future. They're okay. way safer, and they keep traffic moving slow and steady, which is what everybody wants. So eventually, Americans are going to know how to use these things. The pedestrian issue is a very real issue, especially if we want people to have access to the parks. Right. So while I think that these particular pedestrian crosswalks would be dangerous and useless, it doesn't mean that there aren't other pedestrian solutions, like, for example, hawk lights, which are also going to be, you know, they're already installed. They have one hawk light on Scott Avenue at Westchester Elementary. They're proposing another one potentially at Venetian Pools. There will be hawk lights along this state highway. And so that's another option, is to have hawk lights to access Deep Dean Park from places away from the roundabout. That's another way to deal with pedestrians and still have roundabouts. I don't know that that means that a roundabout is a good idea right here. I'm just saying these are things to think about as we look at the long term.
I agree. Okay.
Dan, staying at East Lake, I think that we have to recognize that Azalea Park is part of the Linear Park, and it's part of the Druid Hills plan, the Olmsted plan. I have not yet heard anybody say that we ought to be respecting the fact that Ponce de Leon through Druid Hills is an historic roadway through this historic subdivision. Respecting it the way the OPA statement does. The OPA statement is very clear about that.
I will just say that I think that's sort of the unspoken starting point for all of this. I think when we look at the position statement that we are proposing to the board, that mm-hmm. is clearly stated that that's our starting point.
Well, I'm very glad to hear that.
So
getting down to some nitty gritty here at East Lake and Ponce, seems to me there ought to be crosswalks to Azalea Park and from Azalea Park so that people can walk along the south sidewalk there on.
Well, in this second option here, Azalea Park is actually extended and, you know, basically takes over the existing roadway here. And crosswalks are introduced that then give access east-west.
Yeah, but you don't have to muck around with the way Azalea Park is now and East Lake, the way it was laid out. the road.
You're absolutely right.
Alita, what do you mean by muck? I have to understand. What do you mean muck around?
Well, you know, change it, redraw it, do something else with it.
For safety and traffic issues, you might have to.
Right.
And well, I think
DDOT is addressing.
I think we could discuss that. Those of you who did attend that session, about halfway through, Wayne Richardson just cut through all the talk of these options. And I understand that that's the DOT's job to present all kinds of options. It's part of the public input, and to present engineering solutions, because that's what they do. But Wayne said the number one issue on Ponce in terms of safety is speed. Just a five-letter word, and there are lots of ways to deal with that. Not one of them was a DOT.
Alita, controlling speed doesn't allow for safe crosswalks.
Well,
please keep that in mind.
Yes.
When we're talking about designing these, we are including safe crosswalks.
Yes, but you can have a crosswalk. Well, Yvette, you and I were in Azalea Park on a recent Saturday.
Yes, ma'am.
There was no crosswalk
from
Eastlake to Azalea. It can easily be put in, just the way they put in a crosswalk across Ponce at low water on the east side of that intersection. All of a sudden, it appeared. It was amazing, and it's very good. So you can have a double crosswalk from Eastlake to Azalea, from Azalea to continuing across Eastlake onto the south side of Ponce. The only roadway that, I don't know what they did, Jenny Richardson knows what they did. It's just way too wide on the east side of Azalea Park there. You know, maybe something could be done that's helpful, but I'm not into that kind of thing.
I will just say, when you have diagonal roads like this, mm-hmm. They are incredibly dangerous for pedestrians. You could put a crosswalk here to get to Azalea Park. Mm-hmm. It's not going to make it any less of a death trap, because you have cars coming right and left here on a diagonal at really, really high speeds. And those are effectively blind curves when you've got vehicles traveling at high speed. So you're right.
We want to
change nothing and add crosswalks, but it's not going to improve safety.
Can I ask a question? If they're going to make Azalea Park bigger, then how are people not going to go down 78, what's the name of that street? The left turn street. What is it? The one that Sandy lives on.
Ridgecrest?
If you take the turn away from Ridgecrest and you take the turn away from Eastlake, then what are the people going to do?
All the turns here are preserved. They're adding a left turn lane here to assist getting on to Eastlake.
Okay, so I know, Alita, you have much, much love for Azalea Park, but I'm trying to figure out why would people go to Azalea Park? I mean, you and I went there to clean up stuff, and you know, the trees are there and they're nice and azaleas are there, but what are people going to Azalea Park for?
Well, I don't know. I mean, it's not a destination park the way the other are.
But I think that's a good answer. It's not, okay, I got it. I understand. It's not like you need to go there.
Walking along Ponce, I have walked along the south side of Ponce there. And you know, it's difficult to cross there.
Yes.
But
yes,
there's sidewalks until that point and sidewalks on the other side, so it just doesn't make sense.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying, because I was just curious as to what was going to happen, because I know there's, I mean, I guess I also, you sent some plan, and I guess that's the original plan that shows the whole thing of Azalea Park being on the linear parks.
Yeah, the 1905 plan, if you've seen Ponce de
Leon. Yeah, you sent that to me because I didn't really understand why it was part of it. But anyway, we can move on, Van. You're doing a good job.
Yeah, we're at about an hour and 10 minutes in here, so maybe 10 minutes.
So,
and okay, go ahead.
So Ridgecrest, did anybody have any questions or comments here?
I want to say I oppose the medians where they put the blockage like on ramps, off ramps.
Yep.
That tends to cause more confusion. It doesn't add to the safety of that whole design, and it just takes up more space on either side.
Yeah, honestly, now, I think this intersection is kind of a no-brainer because the residents want the simplest solution.
Right. If it's right on, right off onto Ridgewood, you're fine with it. That is the simplest, safest thing.
Yep.
Now, in the diagram, the first one to the second one, the first one, they took away the crosswalk going across Ridgewood.
That's right.
Ridgecrest. Is that not going to exist when they, or is there still going to be a crosswalk there?
Yeah, that's a good question. To be honest, I don't know the answer there. They put an island there, so it seems like that would simplify pedestrian crossings. You have to deal with the people turning right off Ponce.
Right.
I'm guessing that's a detail that would be pretty easy to work out with VDOT.
Okay.
What they propose in regards to crosswalks in that situation, similar to the north side of Clifton, is to move the crosswalk, in this case, down south about 30 feet on Ridgecrest, away from
the Ridgecrest. Okay, so they would be crossing down toward the houses.
Correct. The problem there is that is no longer in the purview of GDOT. That is now a county road. Just like in Clifton, that's a City of Atlanta road. So you've got to work that out between the jurisdictions.
Well, and there's one other logistical issue there, which is when you move a crosswalk that far, pedestrians tend to ignore it. You know, they're gonna cross where it's easiest to cross.
Right.
Van, are there current sidewalks going down Ridgecrest too?
That's a good question. I don't
remember there being
a sidewalk, but I don't know about down Ridgecrest. I think there's a sidewalk.
Something we might want to look at, because if there is, then moving the crosswalk down isn't feasible.
I think that's very wise.
Yeah, I believe that there is a, I'm sorry, I don't remember that. But we've done, Walk Druid Hills has done walks that included Ridgecrest. And if we were walking on the road on Ridgecrest, I would remember that. So I'm going to say there are definitely sidewalks on at least one, if not both sides.
Okay.
There are sidewalks on Ridgecrest on both sides.
Okay. There you go.
Okay.
Okay. North Ponce. Any questions or comments with this, with the two pedestrian islands?
You know, I think it's really good to be able to say, you've got a good idea there, DOT. Thank you.
Agreed.
The only concern I have is the lane turning on and off. If they're allowed to make a left onto Ponce from North Ponce, that diagram doesn't show it very well.
Yep.
That's the only question I have about that. Otherwise, it looks fine.
And whether it's allowed or not, would that change your, whether or not you're in favor or opposed to this?
If they're allowed to make a left-hand turn off North Ponce onto Ponce, I would be less inclined to vote for that. Because if I'm not mistaken, this curve has a slight hill and you can't see oncoming traffic very well.
Hmm. Yeah.
But you can do it now.
Yeah, but they're able to do it now, and I don't know what the accidents are there. So,
yeah, that's a good question, and I don't know. I don't know. All right, Artwood, questions, comments here. And then we are down to...
Sam, I'm sorry. Can you just clarify, please, at Artwood? I mean, that light and crosswalk are very good. That's not going to go away, is it?
Well, so there are a lot of crashes there at that intersection for a lot of reasons. In this first proposal, they would make that a right in, right out, and eliminate the traffic signal altogether.
That doesn't work with the crosswalk going across South Ponce.
Yeah, there's no South Ponce here. This is just Ponce.
Sorry.
But they would eliminate the crosswalk across Ponce because this traffic signal would be eliminated.
Yeah, that would obviate the need for a light because that intersection is dangerous as hell because I've made that left many times going to
Ponce. But this would eliminate the only crosswalk, as I was saying, it's the only crosswalk for about a mile in either direction. And it's part of the safe routes to school, if you could call it that, to get to Fernbank Elementary. The second option requires widening of the road here to add a turn lane, which again would help help a lot with safety here, because almost all of the accidents at this intersection are left turns onto Artwood. Turning left off of Artwood is no problem because you've got a light.
All right, so with the second drawing, the light remains, a turn lane's installed, and with that light, does that light offer a turn signal to make the left-hand turn?
I would assume so.
And we retain not only the crosswalk across Artwood, but the one across Ponce.
That's right. But it would require widening on either side to accommodate the turn lane.
And that's residential?
Residential.
So they would have to vote on that.
I would assume so.
All right.
So, I don't understand why you can't have a left turn signal there without widening the road.
Yeah, that's a very good point. You know, if you're going to signal for it, then you just signal for it. Maybe this does not have a left turn signal. It just gives you a lane so that you don't back up two lanes of traffic.
Oh gosh.
What I've recently noticed after being gone for 15 years is that they do not offer a left turn signal unless there is a left turn lane. Now you can pull up to a road for example, Oakdale and Ponce de Leon. You can pull up, signal left, but there is no signal for you to make the turn safely. You do it at your own risk.
They've changed that, Stephen.
Yeah.
Lowater and Oakdale both have left turn signals.
Yeah, but they have left turn lanes.
They have left turn lanes
and But if you don't have a left turn lane, the city will not install a turn signal.
You mean a dedicated lane?
Exactly.
Right.
No, I'm talking about on Ponce de Leon, turning left from Ponce onto Artwood. Isn't that where you said most of the accidents occur?
Yeah. And there is no left turn signal there. And from an engineering standpoint, Stephen, that makes sense because you would want that left turn lane so that you could signal when someone is making a left turn. Otherwise, right. You would never turn that. You'd never have that left turn signal.
But there's a left turn signal on Oakdale when you're driving west on Ponce.
Right.
At Oakdale. Yeah. The light for the traffic going west turns first with a green arrow. I use it all the time to get into Fairview.
But that is a fairly recent change, right? I mean,
it's been like that for as long as I've lived here.
That one's been there for a while. Also, the one off of Ponce onto Clifton to get to the club. Right. Those are both illegal now. GDOT and the city will not install those. Yeah. Stephen's right. It requires a dedicated left turn lane now in order for them to install a left turn arrow.
Interesting.
Are the existing ones are grandfathered, Justin, basically?
Correct.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Moving right along there. This is the entrance into Decatur. As Alita pointed out, this is more a Decatur-owned intersection than a Druid Hills intersection, although all three Parkwoods are part of Druid Hills. They're also part of City of Decatur. So any suggestions we make there certainly are outweighed by whatever Decatur wants to do. But that doesn't mean we can't throw
that,
in our.
That doesn't at all mean we can't express what our concerns are.
That's right. And this is an entryway into Druid Hills. You know, I mean, this is the light that you go through before you hit that bridge. So your experience going, well, I will just repeat what Mike St. Louis said about this at our transportation meeting, because I think it's spot on. If you were to come down Scott here and hit a roundabout in this very large intersection and be forced to slow down, it is a message that things are changing. And yeah. It is a great way to go from Scott Boulevard and go through a very, very visible change that says things are going to be different on the other side of this. And then we have an opportunity with the bridge to again reinforce that. You're entering Druid Hills. This is a neighborhood. This is a park system. And I think value there.
I agree with that assessment, but I think a subliminal message of that nature with the roundabout isn't gonna hit the driver.
More than subliminal, they're forced to slow down. I just wanna say this one thing, and I understand about the safety issues and everything else, and I know this, it's probably expensive, but you can clearly see just looking at the schematic, this is a very elegant solution here.
Oh, yeah.
I'll be honest with you, I like it. I'll defer to the majority on this thing, but you just simply look at it and it feels right. It's a matter of like aeronautical engineering. If it looks right, it flies right. This looks right.
Okay, you're talking about an engineer. Van, scroll down. Scroll down, Van. The third one says, hey, we welcome pedestrians. Walk our neighborhood. The red lights are there to slow people down still, but it's like, hey, you're welcome to walk here. The first one does not say that.
So I want to say that
red lights are where most people, you know, are where most traffic deaths occur. Is around red lights. And that's because people speed up at red lights. And they are, you know, they're death machines. And that's why the European countries that have worked to reduce traffic deaths by 90% have mainly tried to reduce the impact of red lights.
Yeah, and I wanna support that statement. Traffic signals are not intended to slow traffic. They are designed to move traffic quickly. And they're very, very dangerous. If you look at the design of a traffic light, you've got a green light, you don't stop, you don't slow down, you move in a straight line and you move fast. Look at this roundabout. You know, they've shifted the road so that there is no straight line movement. You've got to slow down for this curve. You've got to enter traffic. Roundabouts are designed, you know, basically to move cars through at 25 miles an hour. Traffic signals are designed to move cars through at speed limit or faster.
And again, this is outside of the purview of the caution settlement agreement because we're well to the east of that, correct?
That's right.
Yeah.
So we've spent almost an hour and a half talking about this. Does anybody have any more comments, or should I present the position statement?
Present the position statement, if you don't mind. We're an hour and a half in.
Not at all. Okay, so it's pretty long, but I'm gonna just go over the highlights here. You can certainly read it as I talk about it, but our opening statement is that it's about slowing down traffic. We strongly support efforts to slow traffic and improve safety for pedestrians, bicyclists, and automobiles along Ponce de Leon. We support engineering solutions which work toward these goals while adhering to the caution settlement of 1992. Similarly, we support OLPA and its positions on the engineering solutions and their impacts on the linear parks. And then we get into some specifics about, we did not comment on every single concept. We commented on the four items where there was some basic agreement amongst our little group of six people. And so those are specifically, we support the road narrowing and the pedestrian island at North Ponce and Ponce to improve pedestrian safety and access to the park. We do not support the removal of the traffic signal and pedestrian crossing at the intersection of Artwood and Ponce. It's a key component of safe pedestrian route to Fernbank Elementary School. We acknowledge and support the residents of Ponce de Leon Manor, who Yvette did a little canvassing on Ponce de Leon Manor, and she expressed what they would like to see happen. So I've included that here, that they're concerned that the potential removal of that traffic signal at that intersection may significantly impact their safe ingress egress. And then finally, talking about that Decatur intersection, the DHCA supports an engineering solution at that intersection, specifically replacement with a roundabout has the potential to lower speeds at the eastern entryway to Druid Hills and to communicate to drivers that they're entering a neighborhood roadway which abuts six parks and three primary schools over the following 2 miles. And then finally, it's more of a request, and not commenting on specific concepts, but in a request for them to think outside of the box. Given that Ponce de Leon is both a state highway and a residential street within the historic Druid Hills neighborhood and adjacent to a historic linear park system, we encourage GDOT to consider and investigate additional solutions, including a road diet to three lanes with accommodation for bicycle lanes and improved sidewalks, and intersection signaling customized to allow for improved safety and left turns for extended pedestrian crossings at different times of the day and on weekends, which is what Carol Sleeth was alluding to earlier. So that's our proposed position statement.
I am totally fine with all this. I would just make sure that DHCA takes a stance that we want pedestrian crossings clearly indicated and taken into account with their modifications.
And we could also include in that improving the crosswalk timing so that pedestrians have a longer time, an extended amount of time to get across four lanes of state highway.
Okay.
I think it's excellent.
Don't you already have that in the last statement?
Say again?
Isn't that what you're saying at the very end, and for extended pedestrian crossings at different times of the day and on weekends? That's
correct. It's already in there.
Yeah, it is already in there.
I'm talking about some of those diagrams that we looked at from their proposals where the pedestrian crossing wasn't clearly indicated.
Well, I mean, I think this is a knockout statement, Van and your committee.
Yes.
I think,
no, Van, it's a great statement. I just, again, before my questions, looking at the diagrams and.
Yeah, but they're cutting through all those choices and focusing on this is what we support or don't support.
You don't want to get too specific because we're going to get in the weeds and you can wind up with a statement that's 2 or 3 pages long. I think what they have is sufficient. I think it addresses that, Dusty. Okay.
And we didn't touch on a lot of that because, again, everything that they were presenting was highly conceptual. Yeah. There was no specific proposal. They just want some input.
Yeah. We have to keep in mind that there are going to be more plans to look at and comment on going forward.
Yep.
So we want this to be more general, and then we can get specific. When they give us specific plans, we can give them specific critiques.
Yeah. Well, then, all that being said, if nobody has any specific additions or subtractions from this, then I would like to move on behalf of the Transportation Committee that the DHCA adopt this position statement as written.
A second.
Okay.
I'm good.
Can we have the vote? Stephen, is there some way you can set up a vote tally, or you want to just, I can ask with people to raise their hands. You want to just tally them up?
People to raise their hand. There's only 20 of us.
Okay. All in favor, raise your hand.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 9, 10, 11, 12.
Can you guys hear me?
13. I hear you, Thea. I can't see.
Okay. You. I've just lost the whole screen. I'm on the Zoom phone, cloud phone.
Just state your vote, Thea.
Do you vote for the
Yes, I do. Yeah. Right. Yeah, yeah.
Okay. All right. We're good.
Okay. All opposed? Do we have any opposed? All right, the motion carries.
Well, thank you, everybody, for all your time. I know that took a long time, but thank you for bearing with us.
Thank you for all your work.
And you did an unbelievable job, man. It was fantastic, actually. Okay?
I'm sorry I was such a pain.
You're such a pain.
I would expect nothing less of you, Stephen.
Hey, I just came out of a hiatus. I didn't know where we were on this.
Okay. All right, well, good. Well, then I guess that's a wrap, okay? Hey, everybody, just FYI, I hate to do it to you, but we're going to have a board meeting at the regularly scheduled third Wednesday of the month on the 18th for other business, okay? But thank you all so much for showing up tonight.
Okay, you're welcome.
Thank you.
Good night.
Good night.
Bye.